In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free, by the freedom wherewith Christ hath made us free. These are the concluding words of today's epistle. We hear the contrast between liberty and servitude, the free woman and the bondwoman. This is a theme which may strike a chord with our time growing up. As children, we may have wished to be free from our parents who nagged us with the house rules, who made us do chores, didn't allow us to buy this or that, or to stay up late. Growing up as Catholics, we may have sought freedom from inconvenient religious obligations, commandments which appear to bind us and prevent us from letting loose and having fun. And many in the world accuse us of being uptight, repressed, in other words, bound in servitude. But where then is liberty to be found? True liberty is in the service of God. Those who serve God well are the freest men on earth. How is this possible? Let us examine ourselves as human beings through the eyes of St. Thomas Aquinas, whose feast we only celebrated a few days ago. Firstly, man has free will, teaches the angelic doctor. Otherwise, counsels, exhortations, commands, prohibitions, rewards, and punishments would be in vain. This is in contrast with animals. For the sheep, he says, seeing the wolf, judges it as a thing to be shunned from a natural and not a free judgment, because it judges not from reason, but from natural instinct. But man acts from judgment, because by his apprehensive power, he judges that something should be avoided or sought. But because this judgment, in the case of some particular act, is not from a natural instinct, but from some act of comparison in the reason, therefore he acts from free judgment. And so the human will is free with the freedom of choice and means. The human being weighs and considers a course of action. He seeks advice. He seeks that this way is to be followed. And then perhaps he changes his judgment and decides on that way. Man acts with the unhampered judgment of an intellect which shows various courses open for choice and makes practical and non-necessitated decisions. Because of our human souls, we can choose the means in order to obtain our goal which is none other than to be happy. This true happiness is found only in God, the universal good, he who satisfieth thy desire with good things, according to the psalmist. And so, to be happy, we must seek God. We must seek to be with him. To be free, we must be able to act well, according to our nature as human beings. As human beings, our souls possess an intellect oriented toward the truth and a will oriented toward the good. When we spend our time directing our actions to this truth and to this good, which is ultimately God, we live well according to our human nature and possess true freedom. That is why the 12th century theologian Peter Lombard, who influenced the work of St. Thomas, defined that free will is a faculty of reason and will whereby the good is chosen with the help of grace or evil rejected with the same help. This is not the freedom to do whatever we want. But rather, should we indulge in our desires and passions as we so wished, we would quickly find ourselves not free. When we pursue the so-called freedom to do whatever we want, especially in sin, we will find ourselves slaves to our own very passions. We bow before whatever our unchecked passions push us to do. For example, take a brief disagreement with somebody you meet on the street, that inflames us with the passion of anger. If we have not practiced the virtue of meekness through mortifying that same anger, we will find ourselves incapable of resisting it. It will move us to act on it through hurtful words or actions. Or to take another example, we can be slaves to the passions of love and desire for food and drink, which are meant to be consumed in moderation for our health. We can eat until we are reasonably full, but pushed by these passions, we can be led to eat beyond that, because the food legitimately looks delicious and it appears as a good to us and we desire it. As the old saying goes regarding alcohol, first the man takes the drink, then the drink takes the man. In our quest for true liberty, where we are able to choose the means to reach God as our final end, the only obstacle that blocks us from attaining that goal is sin, which drives a wedge between us and God. Sin weakens our relationship with God through the loss of charity and sanctifying grace. It enslaves us in bad habits, which draw us further away from Him and instead into the clutches of the devil. The servants of God then have their liberty because they have been freed from sin. And this freedom from sin is the gift of Christ. It is the fruit of His passion by which He has conquered sin. It is then the liberty which He has given us. It is ours too, if we humbly ask for it. And so, dear faithful, in this holy season of Lent, let us continue our struggle in this desert to vanquish our bad habits and renew our good spiritual resolutions by which we strive to properly exercise our free will, to choose good and reject evil with the help of divine grace. Do not forget that God is the goal of our very, very short pilgrimage here on earth. All our thoughts, our choices, our words, and our actions should be directed towards Him. As Holy Week comes near, may we mortify our self-love and repeat the prayer of our Savior to His Heavenly Father in the Mount of Olives, "Not my will, but thine be done." And then, by offering our whole selves to serve and to follow God, we can truly say that we have the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.